Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hola, and welcome to Huevos Depot, episode 8. And for people that don't speak Spanish, that's balls deep, but yeah, it's the premium podcast for blackout tips, sports people that like to talk about sports and shit like this. I never do the show alone. My mellow, my man is in the building right now, whispering sweet nothings in my ear as we go balls deep. According to Nick Jew, it's J Trill. What up?
Buck. What's going on, Rod? What's going on, balls deep family?
That's right, J Treezy. We back in the house again. It's just good to have another man that you can go balls deep with and, you know, and still respect.
No, Roy Hibbert.
No, look at it in the morning and stuff and go, hey, we went balls deep last night.
Wow, Dave.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That, Dave?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about balls. I'm talking to try hump, hump, positive traits. Give a pound to her feelings.
That part gets you every time.
Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking
just to dipping.
Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was
Shade.
I?
Shade.
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about
balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
this show got so much better after Neil Long left. All right, man. So, yeah, we're talking about balls deep, man. And, of course, today is a big day for all the franchises that suck in the NBA.
Yeah, buddy.
Talking about that NBA draft today. We will be going balls deep in there with some balls deep analysis, cause I don't really keep up with college sports that much. So I say we just make up shit. You know what I mean? The people that are experts that know everything are gonna be wrong anyway.
Yep.
So why don't we just make up our own draft? I got the list of players here. We just, go down like maybe the first 14 picks and make up lies about everybody. Well, if that's cool with you.
I actually have a few picks that people really should look out for.
Okay, got some sleeper picks.
I've been doing a lot of research, watched a lot of college basketball this year, and so there are a few guys that just about seven that definitely could be Hall of Famers and or future MVPs. Coming up, and obviously these guys are part of the light skin coalition, which is how they made the list.
That's how you got a lot of sleepers that people weren't, because a lot of people don't go by skin tone when analyzing players, and that's how they miss out. That's why Steph Curry fell past the Knicks.
Yeah, they want to go by skills and shit like that. Like,
right?
I'm going based off of who can get the most bitches and who did get no love on black girls.
Right? Like, who are the top players in the 2013 NBA draft.
And light skin, all at the same time. I'm going to go with one, just because he made it the furthest in tournament. Shane Larkin, Miami guard.
Okay.
On Twitter, my timeline, they was going crazy over this dude, the women was.
Yeah, because he's so light skinned.
Right.
And he's already used to Miami.
Had the pretty hair.
Right.
So he's definitely going to be in the top 10 of the draft.
He's probably already at an NBA level of hoes in his life.
Right.
So there's nothing to him. This is from the home of the bang bus.
He's going to make that easy transition just like the other light-skinned brothers out there in Golden State. And I foresee him going to a team that embraces light-skinnedness, like San Antonio, Golden State. That's about it. But
yeah, there's only a couple in the NBA to understand the plight of the light man.
Yeah, those two. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. I never even heard of him.
French.
Okay. Okay. So he probably gonna end up on the Spurs for sure.
Yep. He's a center.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I almost kept it all American, but then I was like, that wouldn't be right of me. We just basing it off skin tone, not nationality.
Yeah. I'd never heard of him. I know I follow a dude on Twitter named Mr. Gobert. So, You know, that's my analysis of that pick. But yeah, this is a pretty light-skinned, pretty motherfucker, man. Like, Nino Brown would definitely stab this dude through the head with a sword, for sure.
Definitely. Peyton Siva.
Peyton Siva, okay.
I guess that's how you pronounce his last name, pretty motherfucker. Louisville Cardinals, he's guard.
Okay. I saw him play. I actually like that dude.
Yeah, he can ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't just pick dudes. They can ball, but okay. They light-skinned, too.
Okay, yeah.
But the first priority was being light-skinned.
Yeah, he definitely, he has a tattoo.
Oh, he tattooed chain.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Yep, big diamond earring. Yeah, this dude gonna be on them hoes for sure.
Yep.
He's from the Seattle, Washington area. Okay, alright. Yeah, yep. I feel like that dude's gonna be pretty good, man. I watched him play, and his heart and grit and determination was sick. And he was fast, too.
And the other thing about this list, man, is they keep their hoes in check.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not gonna catch these guys caught out here with no scandal.
And that matters a lot. Like, that, to me, that's one of the most underrated things about drafting an NBA player, is which ones can keep their hoes in check, because you never know what can drag a player down. Half the time, it's hoes. Dwayne Wade hasn't been the same post-divorce.
Man, look at Dwight Howard. That's the reason that's the reason he never progressed. All he can still do is only catch alleys.
When I saw that dude in high school, I thought, that's a man that has no hoe control.
Yep.
You know? And what happens when, what do we find out years later? He has no hoe control. You know?
Three baby mamas?
Three.
Come on, son.
Come on. And one of them's on TV acting a fool, and you know that's just the first baby mama.
Posting pics of his son on Twitter and shit.
Right.
Got them doing memes.
Like, people are like, yo, he won because he sued his baby mama and made her keep his name and his child's name off the TV show. But think about this. He kind of lost because he had a woman he had to sue to get her to keep his baby and his name off a TV show.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in a way, you kind of lost that you even had to go to court. A man with proper hoe control would be able to just go up and be like, don't go on this fucking TV show. And that would have been the end of it. But he in court. He got to get it in writing.
Simping ass nigga.
And he is dark skinned.
Never been able to develop a low post game because he can't keep his hoes in line.
That's a good point, man. Can't be faded, man. Any other light skinned people I need to know about?
Just four more.
Yeah, keep going. I'm all game for this.
Brandon Treach.
Okay, I never heard of him.
T-R-I-C-H-E.
Okay. All right. Let me go look that up real quick.
He's out of Syracuse. He's another guard.
Okay. You said C-R-I or T-R-I?
T-R-I-C-H-E. Okay. Now, he's a bench player out of Syracuse, but he's a senior.
Okay.
Got his education.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Actually, one of the few educated light-skinned brothers.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. He looks very studious, man. He's like a pretty serious character. Now, you think he's going to get drafted for sure?
Oh, yeah. He's okay. Definitely getting drafted.
Okay, yeah. I got to see some highlight videos.
And you know the Nets is another team that's light-skinned friendly, the Brooklyn Nets.
A lot of people sleep on that, but wherever Deron Williams goes, he increases light-skinness by 5-10% immediately.
They gave Jason Kidd the head coaching job. Like, they pretty light-skinned friendly. They had, at one time, they gave Richard Jefferson max money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kenyon Martin, Kerry Kittles. That was one of the all-time light-skinned teams that people never talk about.
So they're pretty light-skinned friendly.
Yeah.
With him. So next on the list, the other Syracuse guard, the starter, Michael Carter Williams.
Okay, Michael Carter Williams. Let me look him up real quick.
He's a starter. He only did 1 year at Syracuse. One and done type of guy.
Okay.
Actually saw him at the Jordan Classic they did here in Charlotte 2 years ago.
Where do you think he's going to end up, man?
Probably Minnesota, somewhere like that. Out there with Kevin Love.
Okay.
You know, Kevin Love will hit him with the outlet pass.
What? When do the Knicks pick, man? I feel like the Knicks need to get on one of these light-skinned Syracuse dudes. It feels like a good fit.
Unfortunately, they won too much, thanks to Carmelo and J.R. Smith.
Oh, this dude hooping. Okay, I'm looking at his highlights. He got a nice little cross.
He's tall as hell.
Yeah.
He's like 6'6". He is a long guard.
He getting all the way to the basket and everything. Okay, yeah. I see you player. He's not playing above the rim, but
I don't even think he got any dunks.
Yeah. In true light skinned fashion though, man, he's going up with a lot of finesse.
So yeah, he's pretty good. I wish his play IQ was a little higher, but you know.
It happens. It happens. Can't have everything. It does look like another dude that has a lot of hoes.
Just two more. Trey Burke.
Trey Burke. I've heard that name
out of
before.
Michigan. Guard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen him play before. Okay, yeah. He actually pretty good. Like, he might.
That's what I'm telling you. It's a few guys, I'm telling you. Future Hall of Famers, potential MVPs. Even though that rarely goes to the guard. I think Steve Nash broke that as far as the MVPs going to the guard.
You gonna watch the draft tonight?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, we know Noel.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel. Everybody's suspected might go number one, but I've been seeing a lot of, now that it's getting close to the draft, you know, people get nervous and they want to be right so bad. A lot of people are changing it.
Yeah, and the fact
they got that Alex Lynn going about this dude.
I really don't want him to go to Cleveland, so that's why I hope he doesn't go number one. Mm-hmm. However, I want him to get his money. I don't think it really differentiates as far as the money in the top three.
It's not like it used to. It used to be a huge, you know, deal, but they limit the rookie contracts now.
Yeah. So, but I would like him to have the title number one, but I don't want him to go to Cleveland. So hopefully, I do hope Cleveland gets that other guy.
Mm. Okay, yeah, Trey Burke looked pretty tight.
Yeah, he's pretty solid. And last but not least, Otto Porter.
Otto Porter?
Otto, is that how you...
That's a dude from Georgetown, right? Everybody like Otto Porter, man. I don't know that much about dude because I find Georgetown basketball... K-Bad, don't listen to the show. I find it to be quite boring. Like, I don't like their style of play. I feel like even when they have athletic players, that system limits them. And what all they can do, man. And it's not that they're bad players. They might go to the NBA and beast out, but when I'm watching them, it never feels like any of those dudes have star potential. Or it doesn't feel like their star potential is on display.
They got throwback coaching is what it is. And unfortunately, it's kind of like that Duke coaching where if you just do exactly what I say within this system, we'll be fine.
Right.
But you got players that could do so much more than your system.
Oh, this dude balling them up from three in this highlight I'm watching, though. This, like, he jaying niggas up, dog. That's just the first 40 seconds is nothing but threes in people's faces.
Yeah, so.
He like that?
I feel like these guys should definitely go top 10, top 20, all of them great players.
And they all light-skinned, so that should be, this could be a huge draft for light-skinned.
Man, we need a big come up this year in the NBA. You know, we had this discussion one time before is, Who light skin has really dominated in the NBA?
Right. Tim Duncan might be the last one.
Dr. J.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was light skin. What's the big, tall, light skin dude for L.A.?
What, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't even necessarily count Dr. J, but I'm giving it to y'all because y'all need it.
He on the lighter shade of brown. Right. So that's like, what we gotta claim him.
I need to see the paper bag test on him. But I feel like the last dominant performance in the NBA by light skinned people was Danny Green in the finals. Yep. You know, and that's sad.
Yep. I claim Barkley sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometime. Every now and then I claim Barkley.
Yeah, he has some he doesn't fit the stereotypes, but he's definitely one of the lighter shades of brown. Let's go down these other people's draft list or whatever. Actually, how did I get on this page? I was looking for my mock drafts. But yeah, let's look at these mock drafts, man, to see who everybody has going. Number one, the USA Today has Alex Lynn from Maryland going number one in the NBA draft. I'm a little surprised, man.
Yeah.
I watched this dude play a little bit, and what a lot of people don't, maybe it's just me that don't realize this, he white, y'all, and I wouldn't risk a number one pick on a white dude. I'm sorry.
Well, Detroit,
not to be racist, but I gotta be racist.
Detroit saw what happened with that, but I think they trying to find the next great white hype.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Whenever you start searching like this, or you be like, he'll be so good for the fans, we need to bring the white people back to Cleveland. That's how you fuck up, man. Like, I don't believe this draft board. I think he's not going number one. Only a complete idiot would take him number one. When they first started talking about the draft and they were bringing his name up, they were saying he might go to the Bobcats, and that was at number four. Number one? Really? He moved up three spots that quick?
Man, it's based off skin tone. Everything is based off skin tone in the NBA. But the thing is, I hope Dan Gilbert takes him. I want him to go
one. Yeah, I wish he would. I just don't think, I don't have my hopes up that high.
He's not that good, no, right. But I hope he takes him.
Do you know his girlfriend is taller than Michael Jordan?
Is he even American? I thought
he's
he was
Ukrainian. Yeah. He's Ukrainian. He played at Maryland, but he got hurt. Now the good news is he's down with the swirl. So all my sisters out there, calm down. He's a white dude, but he's one of the cool ones, dating a real tall sister and shit like that. So don't, you know, I don't want people going around being like, oh no, I don't want to like this dude. He's a likable guy. I just wouldn't pick him number one is all I'm saying. And you know, hey, he's a Chonilla couple, so that's good. Maybe he can go be on Shirley and Close podcast. You know, that's good.
The thing is, man, this dude, like, while Noel may have hurt, you know, his knee, he'll be back and be stronger. Mm-hmm. This dude, I feel like if he was to get a knee injury, you'd be like, oh, he's done for. Like,
yeah.
He's not going to rehab or get better. You'll just be like, he was a bust at number one.
Yeah, I think he's the prototypical, why did you pick him pick of this draft? You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Years later, people go back and rechange history on you and be like, what? Everybody knew he was going to be a bust. You're like, but he was number one on USAtoday.com the day of the draft. Nah, man. Everybody knew that Adam Morrison was terrible. You're like, that's not true.
Yeah. Cause this is what they'll say. Oh, this is a weak draft class.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's weak because you don't want to admit that these guys could, help somebody team when we clearly just saw the highlights of the all light skinned brothers.
All draft classes are weak when you pick the wrong people. That's rule number one. Number two, they got Nerlens Noel going to Orlando Magic. I think this would be a great pick if he falls to number two. I don't know why he would, but Orlando definitely has time to let him sit and rehab his knee and chill out. They don't need him to contribute for up to, you know, a year or two. I would just sit him down on some Blake Griffin shit and be like, man, just get healthy. Start eating the Chinese buffet at 10 o'clock at night so we put some weight on your ass, and that's it.
And the other thing, too, man, is cats just be drafting guys because they the best player in the league, but they can't help your team. And so then when that player didn't fit into your system, it's like, well, he was a bust. No, you fucked up by picking him with a coach who only likes to pound the ball low post, and this guy is really a pure shooter, and you got him just only passing the ball in the post.
Right.
Your system is what's fucked up, sir.
I mean, the thing is, he's so young. I find it hard to believe that he won't put on more weight or develop some way to deal with NBA size players. I feel like you can't teach his rebounding and shot blocking. Right. Like, that's just natural. He's a natural at that. And the flashes I saw, because that team was terrible and disorganized. The flashes I saw from him that of talent were just like, I remember I was watching a game and I was, and this has been a stranger in college basketball. I was like, yo, Kentucky isn't good, right? And I was like, no, they're terrible. I was like, but this Nerlens Noel dude pretty good, right? He got to be the number one pick. And everybody's like, no, he's not the number one pick. He's too skinny. The team sucks. He can't carry him. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm watching this game. And I'm just thinking about the NBA, like, this dude blocking everybody's shot. He coming in here, he getting rebounds, he dunking on people. Like, he, you know, he hit a couple J's and he, like, I was like, I don't see why this dude wouldn't be the number one pick. Everybody was like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Then he gets hurt and all of a sudden he's the number one pick. So it was like a weird, weird year for basketball.
Man, just the other thing too, man. A lot of these guys that's making these comments don't actually play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been slim his whole life. I'm sure he knows how to deal with playing against guys that's twice his size. And when you look at guys like Chris Bosh and other slim players, like, Tim Duncan is not, you know, the biggest dude that's out there. Apparently, he makes it work. David Robinson was one of the smaller centers.
Mm-hmm.
He made that shit work because he was strong as fuck. You know
right. That's the thing. Like, he can adapt. Like, whatever. It's like Kung Fu. Whatever negative thing you have, whatever positive thing, you turn it into a positive. So, if he's skinny, then maybe he can use his size to go around people and finish. If he's, you know, he's tall, he can, if he has any type of jumper, who the fuck gonna block his jumper?
Yep.
Like and then the shot blocking, you don't have to be big to block shots.
And it's not football. You act right. like he has to be out there to absorb blows. Like, no, he just needs to get his position, use his forearm, like, which is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, just maintain his ground.
And probably most of his blocks will be coming from the weak side anyway.
Yep.
Like, he didn't seem like the kind of dude that's going to bang, but he's so young. Like, he'll put on some grown man weight naturally. Yes. Number three, Washington Wizards getting Otto Porter Jr. out of Georgetown. After them highlights I just saw, if this nigga slipped to three, then somebody fucking up.
Yo.
Like, if he don't go one and I'm Orlando, I'm taking Otto Porter. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Nerlens Noel goes to Cleveland, I'm taking Otto Porter, dude.
And I'm going to say this. You know, I talked about Georgetown being a throwback coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about being throwback coaching is, you know, he was thoroughly coached.
Mm-hmm.
As well. And look at Roy Hibbert. You know, he might not be the best guy in the press conference.
But thoroughly coached. Yeah,
but
I agree.
On the court, thoroughly coached. So this guy, he has that same type coaching where you know he's going to make predominantly good decisions on the basketball court.
Yep.
Going to the next level. So you have to respect
that. And you know, if he goes to D.C., he's going to have excellent hole control because he's already lived there. So he don't even have to get new holes when he goes to the NBA. He keep his old holes.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
And
he just
benefit.
They upgrade with him. So a lot of people sleep on that. But, you know, like I'm telling you, the whole control stuff is a big part of NBA athletes. And, it's why it separates the good from the great.
Man, ask Mario Williams about whole control.
Exactly.
Ask Tiger Woods about whole control.
One of the most slept on, people with whole control, Kobe Bryant. Yep. You know, I hate to bring him up so early. Kobe Bryant. I'm not going to play the music. I have more Kobe news later. This dude kept it together, man, in a crucial situation where everybody on the planet knows he cheated on his wife, raw dog, you know, anally with some chick in a hotel room. And that's if you believe the good version.
Yep.
So, I mean, this dude has, like, but his focus and ability to maintain hold control kept this dude at MVP level play for the rest of his career. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you can't always tell on draft day, man. Like, they need to have me and Justin in these draft war rooms, man, telling them, like, no, Oladipo don't got no whole control.
Like, talk about having Pac-Man Jones come speak.
Yeah.
Nigga, please.
Do it if you want.
You need the crew of balls deep enough.
Mm-hmm. We'll speak to him. So, yeah, Otto Porter, if he goes to Washington, that'll be huge. But I think people are just saying that because he's got the Georgetown connection.
Yep.
And if I was, if I'm Orlando or, Cleveland, I wouldn't let him get past me.
The thing is, he doesn't need to go to, Washington. They already got Wall.
They do already got John. Well, he plays small forward and Wall plays point guard. And I can't think of who the small forward is on Washington. So he probably got a spot like
instant start.
Mm-hmm. I can see him starting right away, man. They got a young team, but I mean, they be young and good.
I just think Washington fucks up everything that they touch. They kind of like the Clippers, man. They just, like, they gonna fuck it up.
Man, you gotta start somewhere. You can't let that be the reason you don't, like, man, you're the Wizards. All right, look, Justin, if you're the Wizards.
If I'm the Wizards, I take them.
You gotta take, that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
But if I'm him, I don't want to go to the Wizards. I mean, think about it. One time they had Juwan Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Webber,
yeah,
and some other dude that was pretty nice, Rasheed Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
All on the same squad, and you was making trades. Get the fuck out of here. What, you can't?
They're not a top class organization when it comes to that stuff, but hey, changing culture is difficult and you have to start somewhere. I feel like Otto Porter would be a great place to start if he falls the three. The person I think they're really going to end up getting is like McLemore Oladipo, because I think you'd be a fool to take Alex Lynn ahead of Otto Porter, but let's see what happens. You know, this the NBA, man. Anything can happen, dog. Somebody we not talking about could just jump all these niggas because of something that they saw last night.
Yep. His agent sent in some film of them doing some shit that the owner wasn't really supposed to be doing.
Now, if everything pans out, then Charlotte ends up with my second best case scenario since we didn't get the number one pick and we're not in the top three, which is Ben McLemore falls to us. And I like Ben McLemore, man. Why? Because he can shoot. and the Bobcats can't. So any shooting that people have, we'd love to have some.
Get the ball in the hole.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to go leave a Bobcats game and go, man, we lost by 20, but McLemore had 30 tonight and he was killing. Like, and I don't feel like anybody else on the, in this draft really has that type of potential to put the ball in the basket like McLemore. And you know, I know other people got a lot of potential to do it down the line, but I feel like McLemore on a team that just gives him the ball, next year he could be averaging over 20, man. Like, why not?
Man, the thing is, what is this, with this new coach, is he the players coach where he's going to adjust his system to the players he has?
I don't know. Well, I don't know anything about our new coach that he used to be like the assistant coach at, for like LA or some shit. I don't know, somewhere.
And that's the problem with a lot of these head coaches, man. They're not willing to adjust. I mean, we saw it just in the finals where Popovich pride wouldn't allow him to adjust. And they lost because of it. And LeBron's great. I mean, I'm not going to take that LeBron's greatness away from it. Right. But I'm saying he was 5 seconds away from things being different.
You know what it is? There's so few good NBA coaches that I'm not worried about it. Like, if it was one of those things where it was like, well, we got a 75% chance of getting a good coach, so we need to get it right. Like, we got like a 1% chance of getting a good coach. So, like, it's like, if you find out he's good, great. If not, you'll fire him in a year anyway. Plus, the other thing I like about getting McLemore is we won't be giving up MKG. What the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are you doing? If Michael Jordan gives up MKG, I swear for God, I'm done. Tonight, I turn on that TV and they like, yo, MKG just got traded. Bye. I'm not a Bobcats fan no more.
Man, they don't know who Michael Kidd Gilchrist is, man. Some of these guys don't.
I'm so mad, dude. Like, just, I keep reading these rumors. I'm like, who is floating these fucking rumors out here, dude?
Because Jordan don't want to have to pay these guys, man.
Dude, but it's not even a payment thing because you're on a fixed salary now. Even if they trade for who they say they're going to trade, like Derek Williams and shit, it's the same fixed salary just about. Like, it's no difference. And money wise, it's just stupid.
Right, but MKG, you're gonna have to pay him after a year.
No, I'm saying you're gonna have to pay Derek Williams too, like, cause you know the salaries are capped or whatever, right?
But we saw what he'll do. He'll just let you go.
Nah, I don't know. He ain't like as bad as people say Jordan is. He hasn't done anything stupid like that. We haven't had any talented players on our roster that he was like cost too much. Like it was all like. Either dudes weren't playing that well and we made a trade or something like that, but we haven't had any yet, knock on wood, mostly because we haven't drafted any, but we haven't had any good players that we haven't paid yet. Gerald Henderson might be the first, and we'll find that out later this summer. We yep. won't even know till next year.
You're right, under total Jordan regime, you're right.
Yeah.
He hadn't been on it long enough, but
plus he don't care. He don't care. That's the thing. If we trade MKG, you know Jordan ain't have shit to do with it. But I'm gonna still be mad. Like
hey, Jordan get the blame. Listen,
yeah.
If you get all the credit for the good, you have to take all the credit for the bad.
The thing that's funny, he don't get all the credit for the good. If something good happened with this team, we'd be like, yo, Rich Cho made a great front office decision to bring in this guy. But
local people say that, but
yeah.
You know,
oh, nationally.
Nationally, they just be like, and Jordan made another wonderful move with his team.
Yeah, but we've never heard that sentence because it's never happened. All right, the Phoenix Suns will be getting Victor Oladipo. This is my suspect nigga of the draft. You know, everybody, every draft got to have one. This is my, might be a bust dude, man, because I don't like his game at Indiana, how he would have a big game and then not do shit for a month. Mm-hmm. And people would just forget like he was still good.
Man, it's them random drug testing, man. So he got to fit his injections in between, like right after the drug testing. So, you know, right after drug testing, you'll see him have a good game.
Yeah, I don't trust this nigga, dude. It, like, he just got that look on him, man. Like, yeah, you can't trust me, man. I'm not going to handle mine. I mean, he's from Africa, too, so that's bad. You know, I mean, can't trust them Africans, dude.
You think he was getting paid?
They let you down.
Think he was getting paid? Point shaving?
I'm not going to say it's point shaving, but you just can't trust Africans in the NBA, man. Look at Serge Ibaka. he be shooting them jumpers all day long. And then you need him to hit a jumper. All of a sudden, he can't hit the broad side of a fucking barn. You know, Africans don't do well. Mecca Okafor.
Yo.
It's just not a good, it's not a good look, man.
I was sad when the Bobcats let him go. But then he went to the Hornets. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, good move, good move.
Seemed like a good name, a good dude. Luau Deng. Well, he just gets like syphilis during the middle of the playoffs. Like, you can't trust these Africans, dude. So I wouldn't go with him.
He had to go back to his home country to get well.
Yeah, yeah, right.
We just don't got the cure for what it is. He got over here.
Who goes to Africa to get better? Think about this. Think about this. Trey Burke, from Michigan. They think he's going to go to the Pelicans, and be exactly where Austin Rivers was supposed to be. They gave up on that shit quick.
Oh, you know another light skin friendly team, though.
Yeah, they are on the low, man.
They got DeBrow.
Even Eric Austin Gordon. Rivers. Yep. Did they still have Eric Gordon? They had him for a while.
Yeah, I think he was begging to leave.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. They are light skin friendly down there.
So
they had Tyson Chandler for a while. They had David West for a while.
Yep. So
even though you hate him.
I hate David West, man. Yeah. But he could go there and prosper, so I'm okay with that.
All right. Yeah. I don't know much about Trey Burke, but that's cool. Anthony Bennett, this dude was rumored to be the number one pick the day that everybody started announcing the draft. They just started showing highlights of this nigga, and they were like, he hurt his shoulder, but he had 12 highlights before he hurt his shoulder, and they keep showing him over and over, and I was like, I guess, but I never heard of this nigga until the draft started. And that's why I was skeptical of him, man. But maybe he's gonna be good, because we have a very short window of when we got to see him play.
The other thing too is, man, a lot of these guys, you know, the top guys, they go work out privately for the organization. They don't really, they might do that, you know, the draft combine or whatever, but you know, they get those private workouts, and during those private workouts, man, that's where they show a lot of fundamentals that maybe a lot of other guys are lacking that you were
I think he's still hurt. Like, I think his arm is still in a sling. Like, that's why I was like, what? When they was like, this dude probably sneaking to the top 3 or 4 picks in the draft, might even be on the broadcast. I was like, but is that him right there with his arm in a sling? Cause, when did he play? Like, right, he already hurt.
But it's different from arm in a sling, I can't handle game contact, versus I can still go shoot around in the gym.
Oh, yeah. I just wouldn't have picked them. I'm just saying top 4 was kind of a stretch. And now they're saying he's top 7. That sounds more reasonable. Like, I see why he failed, because who's he working out for? Like, it's got to be a risk.
His interview skills is the only thing keeping him this low.
I haven't seen
this
interviews.
High at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, with the team GMs and things. Like, okay, His interviewing skills are the only thing that where you're like, oh, I actually had a nice conversation with this young man.
Michael Carter Williams from Syracuse going to Detroit.
Yep.
Sounds like it could be a good move. It says high basketball IQ.
Yeah, he might not want to go there because it's cold and it's no.
No hoes
in Detroit.
We hate to say it. Hate to say it, guys. If you're from Detroit, don't be mad at us. You know it's true.
Yeah.
I visited there before, man. We went to the club and everything. Man, the whole level up there is just, it's not good.
It's terrible. It's actually, they closing the city down just because.
Nobody films porn in Detroit, and there's a reason.
Just because there's no hoes in Detroit. People are leaving because of that, not because of the jobs. Because even if they didn't have jobs, but they had hoes, people would stay.
It's Motor City, not Holder City. Nobody's going up there for any. Nobody ever says, let's go to Detroit and get on these hoes, ever.
And you know, while he might have hoe control, just flying hoes out to your city just because there's none there.
Yeah.
It could make things a little shaky.
And that's going to make it a low level of hoes, too, that you can get, because what kind of hoes hopping on a plane to Detroit?
Right.
Well, ain't never been on Twitter and been following a chick that's like, on my way to Detroit, went, look at them titties. Ever. Yo, sorry, ladies.
You can't be like, yeah, you can go shopping while I'm at practice.
Right.
Like, what is it? What
she
is
might get
do?
Robbed.
Right. On the plane.
And if you meet a local, they probably rob you. So I don't know, man. He gonna have to be careful out there.
Isn't that where Paul Pierce got stabbed at? Was that Detroit?
It was in Boston, but might as well have been Detroit.
Okay.
Minnesota Timberwolves, they think they're gonna get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
This nigga got too many names.
That sounds like a Roman official.
Don't pick him. That's it's too many names.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Kentavious. Let me look up his pictures.
That sounds like something you catch and can't get rid of.
Okay, yeah, looking at pictures of this dude, he went to Georgia. This is gonna be the next J.R. Smith. I can see it already. Yeah, this is a dude with very, very little hold control. Likes to get risky.
I bet you he's sending threatening DMs. Like, bitch, you gonna send me a DM of you.
He's played for more than one college? Because yes. I see him in Georgia clothes and Tennessee clothes. Yeah, this can't be good. This can't be good, man. This is a dude couldn't even stay in one school for his career. This is gonna be the guy we're most likely to read about baby mama drama. Latrevious.
Oh, definitely charges.
Latrevious Jones Pope is gonna be the next basketball wife, according to Shawnee O'Neal. I can see that headline already.
He got a series on VH1.
Right.
Anybody that gets a series on VH1, you know it's done for.
Yeah. I don't trust this dude. Next is Steven Adams for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Good luck with this nigga knees.
Yeah, he played for Pittsburgh.
Oh, he got an extra set somewhere.
It looks like he's a white dude too, so that can't be too good. But this is about the point in time in the draft where you want to start looking to go white, because this is where they had a sleeper white dudes. You know, from about 10 to 13 is a good spot to get the white dude that should have went top 4 or 5 but kept falling. Like if Alex Len falls to like 10, I feel like he's a steal. But at number 1 through 5, I feel like it's a bust. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Steven Adams is that shooter like Kyle Korver. Like you want that shooter on your team, but what the fuck else can he do?
Oh, I didn't even, well, they got him listed at center on here. So I don't even know if he can shoot. I just feel like he's a big ass white dude.
Right, but he can. How tall is he? He got like a mid-range jumper.
Okay. Yeah, they see how tall this dude is, because center in the NBA is a position where there's not a lot of competition, to be quite honest with you.
Like he like Haslam, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Haslam hit anything right around the basket.
Okay, he's 7 feet tall. Oh, wait, I see a red flag. He's from New Zealand. No, don't draft this dude. No.
But we talking about Portland.
Okay.
They need big men.
Well, they're going to be missing LaMarcus Aldridge. We'll get to that later. He's not happy.
But he ain't never been. I don't know why he signed a contract, though.
Yeah. This is my sleeper of the draft, though. Cody Zeller, Indiana. He got all the perfect, annoying as fuck white man game. It's so perfect. He runs harder than you. He shoots faster than you. He plays defense better than you. And he's going to make the smart decision 9 out of 10 times down the court. And that's going to make your team better immediately. He can play right away. He won't be like, you know, an impact player as far as like putting up 30 and shit. But he's going to be a dude that has 10 points that nobody else on your roster would have got, because they're not running that hard in the NBA.
The other thing, man, is why he's going to get a lot more buckets than other players. He sweats more than everyone else.
He sweats more than no one wants to touch
him. Nobody is checking him. How y'all think Boozer gets buckets?
Mm-hmm.
Because Boozer in that nasty ass sweat everywhere with them wrinkles in his fucking head. Nobody really checks him. They're like, go ahead, you got it. Go ahead. Lay up, you want it? Go ahead.
It's something about being annoying as shit, dude, that people sleep on. But look at Danny Green in the finals. Like, he was just trolling. It wasn't even like he was, it wasn't even like not even counting the shooting. I'm talking about shit like just slapping the ball loose because he dove on the ground when nobody else in the NBA would have did it.
Yep.
Like, everybody else on the NBA got self-respect. They're like, I'm not getting on the fucking ground to slap at a dribble of a ball. I'm not even going to get the steal. I'm just going to slap it out of bounds. But Danny Green will do it because he's annoying. Cody Zeller is going to be the next great annoying player. Look at Hansbrough.
Yep.
How many games has Indiana been in where they should have got blown out because Hansbrough came in and started being annoying right away?
Yep, he'll always have a job. Look how long Dennis Rodman stayed in the league because he was annoying.
Being annoying, like, well, after he was rebounding great, it was just he was annoying the shit out of Karl Malone. It's like, put him on Karl.
There will always be a spot for you in the NBA if you can be annoying.
Now, I've never heard of this dude. He went to Lehigh. CJ McCollum? I don't know who this dude is.
I think they didn't they make it into the NCAA tournament and won like two or three games because of him.
Maybe. I don't know.
Did good in the tournament. If it's the same.
Oh, he's one of those dudes.
Yeah, like
he's a high volume scorer who can play both guards. Oh, bust. 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 That's never good.
High volume scorer?
Yeah, shoot a lot and he play point guard and shooting guard, which means, Oklahoma City is gonna have Russell Westbrook and this nigga? No, don't think so.
And that's why they want him.
Yeah, they try to make Westbrook 2.0.
Well, that's because they recognize, too, Kevin Durant can't be out there by himself with just a regular guard.
Yeah, they need
him. He needs another guard that will shoot just as much as Westbrook. And that's what I was going to say. He took his chance in the tournament. It was like, oh, let me get as many buckets off as I can. And it worked.
He does look annoying as shit, though. I'll give him that. Like, this picture they got of him looking, trying to pose for the camera is goddamn hilarious.
I guarantee you if they show some street him in street clothes pictures, you'll be like, he's Russell Westbrook.
Y'all look at the picture I just put on in the chat. I can see him being real, real annoying. But, nah, I don't know. I wouldn't take – I don't like guards that they go. He could play either position. Pick one, dog. I don't need you to play either position. Like that, unless you're a top five pick, either position is not a choice, dude. We need one position at that point. That reminds me of like Forte and them type niggas that stay in the league but don't got a position. It's like you'll never be a star. You'll never be a starter. Dallas Mavericks with Sergei Karasev from Russia.
Yeah, fuck him.
Don't know him. Don't care. Sound like a big ass white dude.
Can't trust Russians.
Mm-hmm. Sound like a bust.
No offense to my Russian friends.
Kelly Onlik from Gonzaga. He's a center going to the Jazz. Sounds like a good position because everybody always puts a white dude going to the Jazz in a mock draft.
Yep.
Everybody. It doesn't matter if there are better people after that dude. I guarantee you Shane Larkin, Shabazz Muhammad. I guarantee these dudes will be better than homie, but they not white, y'all.
The last three people you just named, Shane Larkin is better than all those guys.
Yeah, they like, but he not white. So he would never get drafted by the Jazz. The Jazz got to change that stigma because they drafted a black dude last draft. So they got to change that stigma if they really want to succeed.
They're not going to change. Unfortunately, Utah is that place, apparently, where they still stuck in the 80s NBA.
But they don't got Jerry Sloan no more.
It's the ownership. It has nothing to do with the coaching. It's that 80s NBA where they prefer white people on their court. They fans prefer to see white players.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else in the NBA has kind of gotten over it. Like, you know what? The black people are going to be out there to entertain us. Let's go ahead and enjoy.
Now, let's go ahead and talk about people I think can ball that are going to get slept on in this draft that are going to be the guys that we turn around and go, man, they were stupid that they didn't take him. I feel like, it's one, Shane Larkin, obviously. I think Tim Hardaway Jr. too. They got him going 22nd in his draft.
Man, the only reason they picking him so low is because he's not during his college years, he wasn't as assertive as he could have been.
Yeah.
But I think this is the thing about guys you say about things like that, because if he's playing within the system, so you're mad at him you'd be mad at him if he didn't listen to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're mad at him for listening to the coach. Like, he can't win because he played within the system, even though the coach is the one that really held back his talent and what he could actually do during the game. Because you saw that in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Like, he completely practically tried to save that game that they lost.
And I kind of like sons of former NBA players in general, because I feel like they kind of know the ropes. Austin Rivers is included. I even think he's going to improve. I don't think he's going to stay there, but I kind of like those guys because they're good system and team guys right away, and they never seem to have a big ass ego that disrupts the team. It's like, if you just go, look, man, we just want you to come off the bench, he'll do it. You know what I mean? He gonna feel like I'm gonna work my way up into being something. But yeah, I feel like he's a good glue guy, man. He'll end up being a good person on somebody's team. They got him going to the Nets. What you think about Mason Plumlee? Think he'll be good in the NBA?
Nope, just because I don't like the college you came from.
Yeah, I don't like Mason Plumlee.
Fuck him and his brother.
Yeah, but he will be one of the all-time annoying players in this draft. Yeah. I give him that.
I will say he's strong as fuck, though. I give him that.
Mm-hmm.
He on them roids.
Reggie Bullock from the Tar Heels. You know what's funny is Reggie Bullock by the end of the season was knocking threes down.
Yep.
They got him going to the Clippers. That's a perfect place because he don't need to play a lot. He just need to be the new Danny Green. Like, just go out there, shoot a bunch of threes, stay out the way, play defense. He a little hood, though.
I feel like he's going to go sooner than that, though.
I do, too. Yeah, I'm just looking at guys that I think should go higher than what they got him.
Yeah, he'll definitely go sooner than that. Well, I don't know because a lot of times these GMs don't know what they're doing.
Why they got Jeff Whitey going to the Spurs, dude? The center from Kansas?
I don't know what he looks like, but
big white dude. Looks like a big whitey.
I think the fact that the Spurs saw what Splinter after he got blocked once and faded away, Blair's knees. They like, man, if we can just find one consistent big guy, we'll be okay.
And then they got Glenn Rice Jr. going to the 30th pick with the Suns, but I haven't seen Glenn Rice Jr. play enough. So, all right, let's forget the draft. Let's talk about some regular shit. LeBron James, the king, you know who he is, man.
Cheer for LeBron, cheer for America.
The dude that inspired this song.
I dare you to challenge Rod his theory that LeBron is not better than Jordan right now, because he is.
LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan right now. He's only 28 years old. He got one more finals MVP, one more championship, I think two or three more MVPs for the regular season. Ask about him. You ain't know?
And he's actually committed to his fiance, future wife.
Right. And he's not out here.
He got his hoes sleeping with
fives and below white women taking pictures of him on a hotel bed. Okay. He doesn't wear mom jeans. Okay. This is a guy who, unlike Dwayne Wade, realizes that fashion is forever.
He actually spends time with his children.
If you're not paying him to be on a fashion shoot, he's not putting on clothes he wants to look stupid in. Okay. Anyway, LeBron James said, I was partying with the Heat. Danny Green came over and was like, can I get some drink, player? Congratulations. And he said, congratulations. But I want you guys to know he came over, shook my hand and walked away. He did not party with us. So get off of this dude. He just a role player, which I proved in 7 games.
And this other thing, man, how many times have you seen LeBron actually stick up for anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Right. Except for those damn kids.
Right. Other than the kids. Normally, right. LeBron, like, yeah, whatever it is, what it is. Don't let that shit bother you, player.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Green Hill's like, ho, 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 ho. Now you're not going to disrespect my man.
He sent out two powerful tweets. He said, Danny Green did not party with us on Thursday night. He came to say congrats, and I told him how proud of him I was for taking advantage, full advantage of the opportunity he was given, and keep going. We dapped up, showed love, and he left. Stop believing all you hear. So he said, y'all, leave that man alone, because even in defeat, there's a valuable lesson to be learned, so it evens it up for Danny Green.
Now, what they should have been writing about was how Drake ended up in the VIP section with LeBron.
Yeah, making that goofy-ass wave.
That's what they should have.
He looked special.
That's what they should have been. That's what they should have been like. You know, Danny Green, congratulates LeBron, great job, but how did Drake end up in that section? That's what it should have said.
LeBron James also released this video, which is one of my favorites.
Man, I don't know what to say. I'm a champion. 2-time. 2 rings.
2 purposes.
That shit stank, don't it?
I love it.
Oh, man, you got to put that in the chat, man.
All right, one more time, though, for everybody. Hold on.
Man, I don't know what to say. I'm a champion. 2-time. 2 rings. That shit stank, don't it?
I love it. Troll these fuckers, man.
Man, I'm telling you,
I know
you
be seeing all them LeBron nigger tweets. Yeah, don't be mad about it.
Man, LeBron is trolling. Like you said, Kobe opened up the door for these young dudes, man. They've been waiting, and they just been holding back these tweets, holding back these Instagram photos.
Mm-hmm.
But man, once Kobe started tweeting during the playoffs, it was like, oh, you know what? I can do this too.
Yeah, he had another one. I can't find it right now, but he had the championship trophy. And he was like, have you seen my child or whatever? And man, he's like, I can't find him. It was a Vine, I think, or something like that. And then he says, oh, there he is. And it's him holding the trophy. Man, that's good.
That shit stank.
Don't it. Don't it. So glad people mad. LeBron James revealed a huge secret that nobody knew during the NBA finals. Apparently he watched videos of Michael Jordan during the finals to inspire himself. Now see, what most people take from that is, oh cool, he's reverent to Michael Jordan and showing that guy's great and he would like to be like him. What I take from that is he was watching Michael Jordan going, he ain't that good. I could do better than that. I'll do it tonight.
See, I feel like he watched and was like, is that all he did?
Right.
Byron Russell was checking him?
He said, they say this dude better than me?
Byron Russell was checking him.
He not even making passes. That's probably what he was thinking. Like, his teammates don't even look like they having fun. They just watching him shoot every time.
Look at Pippen over there sulking.
Yeah. Wow, they look way happier when he came out of the game to rest. Steve Kerr got some shots up. So he watched that, and then he caught up on seasons of 24. Which I think is his real inspiration, Jack Bauer. Because Jack Bauer is a man that has saved the world 7 times in one day or less. against all odds. I'm talking about this dude ran out of bullets one time, threw a gun at some terrorists, and killed 3 people in the room. It's amazing. That's Jack Bauer. And I feel like that's what LeBron did in Game 7. Dwayne Wade had his knee drained 8 hours of therapy before Game 7. And I'm shocked, said absolutely no one. We were wondering what he was doing. Like, how the fuck is this nigga starting to have better games as the series goes on? He must be taking a needle or something. Yeah, he was getting his knee drained.
Man, he just been saving it. This is the thing, too. Where was Gabby at after the game? I don't remember seeing any pictures
of her. Listen, dude. New pussy does not do therapy and injury healing. New pussy don't bring you a pack of ice.
He had to be feeling bad.
Mm-hmm. His wife, now see Siobhan, she would have been there with the icy hot when he got home, put the kids to bed, told him leave daddy alone. She would have elevated his knee. She would have gave him some head.
And by when we got home, we mean 7 a.m.
the next
day.
Right. She would have been like, I know you sleepy right now, baby, and you probably don't. You're probably too tired to have sex and your knee hurt. Go ahead and I'll let you just titty fuck these new titties I got for you. And you can go ahead and go to sleep. I'll go take the kids to school. That's the kind of wife she was. Gabrielle Union, like, I'm on a video shoot. I'll be back. She probably was pulling out when he pulled in. Bye.
Man, that nigga was feeling lonely. He had the lonely face.
Yeah.
After the game. I was like, man, that's what you, man, you fucked up. You could have kept your wife and kept Gabrielle Union, but no, you wanted to get rid of your wife.
He said his knee was struck by multiple bone bruises and was worse than originally expected, especially helping him during the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. He was heading to the arena ready to ask Spoelstra to limit his minutes.
He begging, like, if we lose, I don't want it to be on me, Spoelstra.
I'm Teflon, baby. I felt like if I was going to be playing the way I was playing and hurting the team the way I was hurting, I wasn't going to be able to help us move on to the next round. I was going to play me short minutes and give Mike Miller and other guys opportunities. But I came into the meeting and all Spo was about was giving me more opportunities and getting me ways to be more successful. So I was like, well, change my mind. I will be selfish and shoot all the shots and almost get us out of the playoffs. But, yeah, man, I just thought that was I just thought that was interesting that they would say that. And, yeah, Gabrielle Union, I guarantee she was nowhere to be found for this shit. All right, let's talk about what everybody wants to hear us talk about.
Deep sigh.
Haron Hernandez. See if I can just play the video, because it's a lot of reading for all this shit.
Man, I told this nigga to change his name to Aaron.
Just Aaron. Like, call me by one name. Just Aaron.
I told him.
Me and Aaron Carter want to just go by Aaron from now on.
I told him. He didn't want to listen.
He said, no, I like my heritage. Okay. I'm Fernandez forever. Somebody posted that joke I made about he got a lot less Aaron, a lot more Hernandez. And then people start taking it serious, like, hey man, what you mean by that? Because I feel like the social commentary on him and his tattoos has really changed in the last week. I'm like, bro, I was making a joke. I don't want to fight. I agree with whatever you say, crazy person on the internet that doesn't get humor. All right, here's the news. Anderson Cooper 360, weeknights at 8 and 10
on CNN. Aaron Hernandez had a five-year Patriots contract extension worth nearly $40 million. But that came to an end when he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and five weapons charges. Prosecutors say he orchestrated the killing of 27-year-old Odin Lloyd,
a black man,
found last week less than a mile from the former NFL player's home. Odin Lloyd was a Boston-area semi-pro football player. Both men's girlfriends were sisters. The prosecutor said Hernandez drove Lloyd to a remote spot on June 17th, planned and carried out a cold-blooded execution, shooting Lloyd five times with bullets fired from a semi-automatic 45 caliber handgun.
These are the charges that we sought this morning against Mr. Hernandez and the charges on which he was arraigned. Murder.
For the past week, a steady stream of investigators
at
Hernandez's home and...
that shit was real good, wasn't it? We arrested him on several charges, on the charges of murder.
Murder. Yeah. Like we didn't know.
Right. That shit should have been, let me see if I can, replay that shit.
Shooting Lloyd five times with bullets fired from a semi-automatic 45 caliber handgun.
These are the charges that we sought this morning against Mr. Hernandez and the charges on which he was arraigned. Murder.
For the past week, a steady stream of investigators have been at Hernandez's home and searching the area.
He's a murderer!
Hernandez stood listening in court. The case against him was laid out in more detail. More than a week ago, in the wee hours of the morning, investigators say Lloyd was last seen leaving his Boston home with Hernandez in a silver Nissan Altima. Less than an hour later, surveillance cameras at the North Attleboro Industrial Park showed the same vehicle heading toward a remote area where Lloyd's body was later found. Minutes later, surveillance video from Hernandez's home security system shows the former NFL player arriving back at his house with two other people. His younger sister told CNN last week that Lloyd and Hernandez were friends and didn't know of any problems between the two, who she said were at a Boston nightclub together a few days before Lloyd's death.
My brother and I were kind of like, I wouldn't say best friends, but, you know, as close as siblings can get. You know, he was always there for me. That term, my brother's my keeper, definitely describes him.
Hernandez's attorney argued the evidence...
You think that's what Hernandez said before he killed him? Am I my brother's keeper? CMB! We all we got.
He said, this is for all light-skinned brothers out here.
Is circumstantial. In a statement, the Patriots said, words cannot express the disappointment we feel, knowing that one of our players was arrested as a result of this investigation. The team dropped him and ended his contract right after his arrest. The NFL released its own statement, calling the alleged involvement of Hernandez deeply troubling. Hernandez is being held without bail.
Susan joins us. Now, I don't quite understand. What was the alleged motive here?
You know, it's pretty hard to understand. And by the way, we saw him smiling outside his house the other day. He was not smiling in court today. Anderson. Here's how the prosecutor describes it. He said that Aaron Hernandez was upset, angry about something that the victim in this case had said when he was at a nightclub just a few nights ago where they were in Boston. And this angered Aaron Hernandez so much that he told people he couldn't trust the victim anymore.
One light-skinned joke too many.
Is the motive, according to prosecutors.
Hey, he told one light-skinned joke too many, man. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, listen, man, just leave the light-skinned jokes alone, bro. Like,
say the slander.
I'm tired of it now. We know you team dark skin, okay? We know you getting bitches out here, okay? Let it go.
In the final minutes of his life, Odin Lloyd sent a series of texts to his sister. Did you see who I was with? He said first at 3:07 a.m., June 17. Who? She replied. NFL, he texted back, just so you know. Which means this nigga might kill me. And once he kills me, you guys can use this text to catch him. It was 3:23 a.m. Moments later, Lloyd would be dead in what a prosecutor called an execution-style shooting orchestrated by New England's Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez because his friend talked to the wrong people at a nightclub. Damn, that's loyalty right there. It's like, yo, I don't even want you talking to these niggas. Was Hernandez a pimp or something? Man, you reckless eyeballing, Justin? Man, kill you.
That dude Lloyd was snitching, man. He had to be undercover.
Yeah, I think he was an undercover officer. How else they know so fast?
He had to be undercover.
Hernandez was charged on Wednesday with murder. Hernandez was cut from the NFL team less than 2 hours after he was arrested and led from his North Attleboro home in handcuffs. And 9 days after Lloyd's body was discovered by a jogger in a remote area of Industrial Park, not far from Hernandez's home. The 2011 Pro Bowl selection had signed a 5-year contract last summer with the Patriots worth $40 million. All going down the drain now. Not that he would have ever seen all 40 of it. His attorney, Michael Fee, I hope he's not doing it for free. You know what I'm saying? Called the case circumstantial. Aren't all cases circumstantial until you get that guilty verdict, though?
He really was like, listen, how can I extend this trial out and not take a plea now? What can I convince him of? Oh, this is circumstantial.
I just want to say to everybody, man, I apologize, and I understand white people, how you guys felt about OJ now. Because this nigga obviously did this, and a black man is dead, and I'm angry, and I want my revenge. And if he gets found not guilty, I will be very upset. There's too much evidence against this dude at this point. And if the one Mexican-hating, Muslim-black detective is the one on the stand that was, like, talking shit about Hernandez and calling him wetback on the telephone, and they are able to get off, then I'll understand how you felt about Mark Furman, okay? Mark Furman, the original Paula Deen, if you ask me.
Man, I forgave Paula a long time ago, man.
Mm-hmm. I forgave her before she could even say it.
She was on Oprah, dog.
Yeah. Like, when she said nigga, I said, shh, you ain't got to apologize.
She had Gail in her home.
In her home. With little black monkey niggas serving her. And everything was fine.
I forgave Paula. That's nice out there.
Mm-hmm. I went to your house, nothing but Paula Deen cookware. And it's new. Like, he bought this after the scandal. This is crazy. Fee said...
Sale price dog.
Fee said there's a rather hysterical atmosphere surrounding the case and urged the judge to disregard his client's celebrity status as he asked for him to be released on bail so he could kill again. I also like that he said that there's a hysterical atmosphere surrounding the case, too. Like, the case of this killer?
I'm glad they denied him bail, man.
Me too. I wouldn't feel safe out here covering this story.
Because they let him out, man. They let anybody out of jail. And I blame the police. It's their fault he was able to destroy the monitor and not the actual evidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have been watching the evidence on the HD monitors. You know the police in Boston don't have no good monitors to look at the evidence and shit. Otherwise, it wouldn't have took all that time to catch him.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. But yeah, so Fee said that, you know, everybody calm down, circumstantial, there's too much hysterics going on right now. Let my man go free. The judge said no. They had him held without bail on murder charges and 5 weapons counts. If convicted, he can get life in prison without parole. Hernandez stood impassively with handcuffs cuffed in front of him at Bristol County's assistant district attorney Bill Cawley laid out detailed timeline of events. Cobbled together from sources including witnesses, surveillance video, text messages, and data from cell phone towers. Jesus Christ. That's a lot of evidence, bro.
Man, the other problem I have with him is he's done so much dirt in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had to know that once the police, the initial time they came to check him out, he had to know, like, oh, they not going to arrest me now? Let me get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, everybody assumes because his last name is Hernandez, he could have just went to Mexico and blended in. Well,
Aaron clearly was not working anymore.
Yeah.
You need to rely on the Hernandez at this point.
Yeah, he tried to Aaron it out.
Man, get with your Hispanic brothers. Go to California. From there, hit Puerto Rico. From there, hit South America somewhere, like Colombia. Join FARC. one of them rebel groups, do something. Claim MS-13. They will look out for you.
He was on some thug life shit too, because like the dude he killed had relationships with him. Like Lloyd, the guy who got killed, was 27, a semi-pro football player for the Boston Bandits. Yeah. He had known Hernandez for about a year, was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiance.
Right.
Like, that's way too, like, people gonna miss him, dude. Like, it's not like you killed a nigga that you, you know, just ran and happened into. You killed the father of an 8-month-old baby to your fiance's sister.
Ironically, I haven't seen them on TV.
Well, they just had to, no, they, that was her. That was her that they interviewed.
That was his sister, but not, not like his, the girlfriend.
Oh, the fiance.
Right. Or either one of them. Like, they not saying a word.
No, no, no. That girl they talked to was the sister. Oh, I know what you mean. Okay. Yes, I know what you mean. You talking about the fiance and the fiance's sister.
Right.
Yeah, they keeping it. Yeah. It feel like everybody must have knew he was Trill.
Yeah, I think they did.
You know? He shot a nigga eye out 3 months before this. I mean, it don't get no Trill.
This is the thing I was trying to figure out, though. How you shoot a nigga in the eye? And that's like the bullet doesn't also go through the rest of his brain.
Elon James is a living proof that that shit don't gotta be no life ending shit, bro.
I mean, like I've heard of a dude with a 22 get shot in the ear, and the bullet came out.
No, Elon James got shot in the eye and is alive to tell the motherfucking story and everything, dude.
Man, I just don't.
Some like Terminator shit or something like.
Man, he is not human. Then.
That's some impossible white man.
Elon
shit
Elon James is. An extraterrestrial
dude, and it would explain a lot of his like a lot of his quirks, but that like I was like, really shot in the eye? He's like, yeah, got shot in the eye. I'm like, god damn, dog, he's still alive.
Yeah, he is an extraterrestrial, man.
Beasting.
And that other dude that A-Ron shot in the eye.
Apparently Aaron learned from his lessons though, because he's like, I meant to kill this nigga, and apparently the eye ain't getting it done. Next nigga, execution style,
back of the head.
On June 14th, Lloyd went with Hernandez to a Boston club. The club name was Rumor. Rumor has it that Hernandez killed his ass after that, because Hernandez was upset that Lloyd had talked to people there with whom Hernandez had trouble. He did not elaborate.
Was it hoes? What? Who?
It's maybe a rival group. I don't know.
Who is he rivaling? Was it one of the Jets players there? Like, what the fuck?
Maybe it was the Richies. For people that have seen the Outsiders, he was talking. You're talking to the Richies. That's it. Rumble. It's Rumble time.
You mean out in the park with these bats and chains?
Give me the heater. Maybe it was like West Side Story.
Man, this guy. I don't. But whoever replacing him at the tight end position, Neroy Hibbert, is extremely happy.
Yeah. I just think the Lord works in mysterious ways, and this is how Tim Tebow is going to get to start, you know?
It's too bad another black man had to die first.
I feel bad for Nissan Altima for getting involved in this shit.
And I was going to comment on it, but I didn't want to slander anybody that
No, I own one, and I'm mad. And right, I'm like, really? We got to bring up Altimas in this? What Altimas got to do with this?
But Aaron making too much money to be riding in the Altima.
Maybe people were right. It was a rental car. Maybe people were right. Maybe I shouldn't have got a rental car Nissan Altima. Apparently, people commit murders in it.
You got to check for the shell cases, dog.
Yeah, let me go check for shell cases next time I clean my car. You never know who was in there.
Is Tim Tebow the one up for the tight end?
Yeah, field? Yeah, that's what I said. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
I didn't realize it was Jesus.
You see, Tim Tebow kneeled down on one knee because he's a humble guy. And he prayed to the Lord. He said, Father. I have worked so hard to become a starting NFL player. I just want to be a starting player on the New England Patriots. I don't care how you make it happen. He said, for you, son, I shall strike down Gronk.
I will kill a nigga.
I shall make all of Gronk's limbs weak, and he shall require multiple surgeries in the offseason and not be able to play next year. He said, that's good, Lord, but there's another Pro Bowl tight end ahead of me.
The $40 million kid.
Aaron Hernandez. He said, son, he is Mexican. I will rely upon his Mexican criminal roots to kill a black man so that you may start.
The trifecta.
He said, thank you, Lord. I appreciate this. He said, don't worry about it, son. you're starting NFL quarterback because you've been so faithful when it came to carrying on my message of anti-abortion and anti-gay marriage.
Did you think he said, Tebow, you're all white with me?
Yeah, you're all white with me.
Or you're all right.
All white is all right with me. I believe this is all Tim Tebow's fault, and the conspiracy is going to go straight to God, and people just need to follow the clues. At 2:32 a.m., they arrived outside Lloyd's home in Boston and texted him that they were there. McCauley said Lloyd's sister saw him get into Hernandez's car. From there, surveillance cameras captured images of what prosecutors said was Hernandez driving a silver Altima through the city of Boston. As they drove back towards North Attleboro, Hernandez told Lloyd he was upset about what happened at the club and didn't trust him. That was when Lloyd began sending texts to his sister.
He couldn't have just maybe changed the locks on the house, got a new key.
Yeah. Also, why didn't they take his phone? It seemed like, you know, hey, I'm about to kill you. Well, let me send out 5 more text messages. All right. We almost there anyway.
Man, you think he was listening to MOP on the way to the spot?
You know he was.
Eric definitely had some MOP.
Yeah,
on,
he was on definitely. The spot. Get it up! Clap that fool!
Kidnap that fool! Hit him what?
Execution style that fool! Destroy the camera, y'all!
Don't take his phone though.
Yeah, MOP had murder instructions. Man,
Lloyd probably had time to send out a Vine video. Yeah. 6 seconds of video.
Right. It's just a picture of him, then a picture of Aaron Hernandez, then a picture of him looking at the camera like, help me. That's it. That's a 6 second Vine video.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't seen.
Oh, I hate to laugh at your death, but it's so funny.
I haven't seen a Lloyd fall off like this since Lloyd Banks.
Man, you gotta choose better friends. Message.
Mm-hmm.
This would be so much more appropriate coming from Serena Williams.
If I got in a car with you and you turned to me and said, Rod, I'm very upset. I saw you talking to Chase at the basketball court. And I wouldn't be just sending out text messages. I would stop, drop, and roll out that motherfucking car, dog.
I hate that nigga, Chase. Yeah. Shit just got real.
Surveillance video showed the car entering industrial park around 3:23 a.m. So he was in the car for an hour with this dude, just about.
And he probably was like, man, listen, before we go, I got this chronic, my nigga.
He's like, hey, come on, dog. You're not going to really kill me, are you? He's like, nah, we just driving out to the middle of nowhere at 3 a.m. to hang out. Surveillance video showed him pulling up 3:23, driving down a gravel road near where Lloyd's body was found. 4 minutes later, McCauley said the car emerges. During that period, employees working at the overnight shift heard several gunshots. McCauley said Lloyd was shot multiple times, including twice from above as he was laying on the ground. He said 45 caliber cases were found at the scene. Authorities did not say who fired the shots or identify the two others with Hernandez, which to me means them niggas are snitching.
That's how they found out so quick.
What did I tell everybody at the gym yesterday, Justin? Your boys that's get you in the shit. Your boys ain't your boys when you rich. That's why if I ever got rich, like as an NBA player or athlete, everybody in my crew gotta have a skill that contributes to the motherfucking pie. No hangers on.
Yep. You gotta do something. You gotta be able to drive the car.
Why do I own a gun if I'm a motherfucking NFL player? You supposed to be catching these bodies, not me. Yep. I'm the money.
That's Barry Bonds about loyalty.
Niggas couldn't wait to snitch, dog. Just, we're not going to name the two others. I'll tell you the two others' names. Witness one and witness two. Those are the names.
No probation, no anything. Total immunity.
Yeah, you know, they niggas are getting off scot-free. Like Mike Vick needed to fight dogs.
Two other niggas. They got 2 cooperating witnesses.
All right.
And Vine video. He done, man. Poor Aaron Hernandez.
Yep. McCauley said Lloyd was shot several times, including twice from above. Authorities did not say who fired the shots. 3:29 a.m. The other dudes haven't been charged with murder, by the way. Just saying.
And you know what? Aaron probably didn't do the shooting. But these other two niggas, cause they was like, man, he going down for this shit. Let's say he did it.
Right.
We sticking together, bro.
No, he did the shooting. At 3:23 a.m., they this is when they have him driving down the road at 3:29 is when they have him showing up at his house. I want you to think about this, Justin. He was 6 minutes away from his house where he committed a murder.
Man, it's probably, if they get out the infrared, the whatever it is, you know, you can tell like was shit underground.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's probably a line of niggas just dead from that site on up to his house. In the yard.
He watched The Wire one too many times. I think you forgot that Baltimore police don't give a fuck. Not Boston police.
Yeah, he had the wrong B.
Yeah, you had the wrong B, bro.
And you didn't use boarded up houses.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the row houses.
But I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bad for A-Ron.
Why?
When they showed the cop car that was driving off with him in the backseat, it was an oil spot in this nigga driveway. Who gonna fix that shit?
Yes, yeah, a good point.
Who is going to fix
that? And for all we know, it's blood, you know? So that's more evidence.
Oh, well, I think the cleaning crew would have got that up while they was there.
He didn't see everything. He probably just cleaned up the inside of his house.
I'm just saying, I'd have been like, man, y'all niggas leaving oil spots on my driveway. Who going to pay for this shit?
The surveillance footage stopped recording and was missing 6 to 8 hours after the slaying. During which time they think somebody came in and cleaned the apartment. Professional cleaners and he hired.
The chunk outline was already there. Oh, my kids drew that though.
On the afternoon of June 17th, he returned the rental car, offering the attendant a piece of blue bubblicious gum when he dropped it off. While cleaning the car, the attendant found a piece of blue bubblicious gum and a shell casing, which he threw away. Police later searched the trash bin and found the gum and the casing. The prosecutor said it was tested and matched the casing found where Lloyd was killed. As McCauley outlined the killing, Lloyd's family members cried and held each other. The two were so overcome that they had to leave the courtroom. The Patriot said in a written statement that Hernandez's arrest, after his arrest, but before the murder charge was announced, that cutting him was the right thing to do. They actually took his stats off of the NFL.com. If you go look at Aaron Hernandez, it's just his picture, his weight and shit like that, but no stats from games. How you gonna just act like he never existed?
They put an asterisk by his name.
They disowned
this
nigga.
That's baseball, man. You can't do that in football.
Yeah, they disowned this dude, man.
But we knew that was coming. Well, I didn't know it. I was shocked on his day off.
Yeah.
They probably fired him last week sometime, but they was like, man, listen. You know you fired, but we'll wait till they officially arrest you.
Yeah.
I suggest you get out of the country. I still don't know why he did not leave the country. Like, I know he got a passport to South America.
Maybe he only speaks English, man.
Man, fuck his parents if he can't speak Spanish, man.
I mean, of all the racism we've had on this show, maybe that's the one time we were wrong. On the afternoon, So he returned at the rental car. As McCauley outlined the killing, Lloyd's family members left. Okay. Mm-hmm. Words cannot express the disappointment we feel knowing that one of our players was arrested as a result of this investigation, said the Patriots. Hernandez, originally from, who cares where he's from? During the draft, one team said they wouldn't take him under any circumstances. He was passed over by one club after another before New England picked him up in the fourth round, and everyone praised Bill Belichick for being a really great person and the Patriots organization for doing things the Patriot way until he started killing niggas. Afterwards, Hernandez said he failed a drug test in college reportedly for marijuana and was upfront with teens about it. Now, you don't fall four rounds off of weed, dog. That's all I got to say about that.
That's
shit.
That's the honey badger.
Right.
That nigga failed several.
Here's another thing. A Deadspin is reporting Hernandez is under investigation for his role in a 2012 double murder.
Yep.
This morning's initial report from Fox Boston was light on details, only that officials were looking into Aaron Hernandez in regards to a double homicide in downtown Boston last summer.
Man, you know what's sad, man, is we already know that the feds was watching him.
Right.
From this previous murder.
Right.
And why did they wait till Lloyd had to die?
Well, Aaron, the killing was so blatant. He killed that nigga like a nigga that has killed niggas before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so blatant, like, I watched New Jack City last night. This is how you kill niggas and get away with it type murder. Boston now, they add more details. At the very least, investigators believe Hernandez was present for a nightclub fight that led to two men being shot and killed. Two law enforcement sources told the Globe of Olin Lloyd's murder, the motive might have been that the victim knew Hernandez might have been involved in the previous shooting. In the early morning hours, July 16, 2012, according to investigators, so that would make sense. He thought his man was telling that, talking about, you know, telling tales out of school about how Hernandez killed somebody a year before and was like, now you gotta go.
Yep.
Why was you talking to them? You know, I killed they boys and now you in the club talking to them, kikiing and shit. I don't appreciate that and I'm gonna have to kill you.
I will say this though.
Would you like a piece of blue bubblicious gum before
Aaron,
I kill you?
Aaron Hernandez has arm tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Rod has an arm tattoo.
Yep.
They could be related. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's all I'm saying.
He's a lot more Hernandez now. In the early morning hours, July 16, 2012, fight broke out at Cure Club, nightclub in Boston. On one side, two men named Daniel Abreu and Safiro Furtado. See, he kills minorities. That's why he's been able to get away with this so long. It's like, just kill these Mexicans, dog. Don't nobody care. It's Boston shit. We don't give a fuck.
You're doing us a favor.
Thank you. On the other, a group that included Aaron Hernandez, Abreu and Furtado then left the club. Abreu was driving, stopped at a traffic light on Shawmut Avenue, about to make a left on the Harold Street when a silver or gray SUV with Rhode Island license plates pulled alongside the sedan. Someone from the SUV opened fire, killing Abreu, 29, and Furtado, 28.
Damn, man.
Authorities never found the SUV involved in the murders, and the killings went unsolved.
He out there doing Tupac and Biggie murders. Like, man, he's MS-13 about that life.
Hernandez has had a rash of nightclub trouble. On May 19th, a scrape with a Jets fan at a club in Providence. A mysterious incident outside another club on June 6th. A Florida man's lawsuit claiming Hernandez shot him in the strip club in February. And yesterday, during his arraignment, the prosecutor claimed that Hernandez became irate with Orton Lloyd 2 days before the murder because he seen Lloyd at the club talking to a certain group of people. You can't trust anyone anymore, the prosecutor claims Hernandez said before meeting Lloyd at the night of the murder.
Here's my thing. From his previous history, you think he always had a weapon on him at all times?
Sound like it.
And
you could have went last Boy Scout out there.
So do you think that's what he learned from Pac-Man Jones' incidents at the club, is maybe I should keep my weapon from Pac-Man Jones doing these rookie symposiums?
Mm-hmm.
That Pac-Man was like, listen, if I had my gun, things might would have been different when I was throwing up, making it rain, and I wanted my money back.
That's a good point.
Just keep your gun on you, young boys. Keep your gun on you.
A second man has been taken into custody in the murder case, haven't been charged with anything. His name is Carlos Ortiz, aka Snitch Number One.
Now, all these Hispanic names, but he can't go to South America?
Yeah.
Bro, man. You don't know anybody that could get you across that border? All these motherfuckers sneaking in? You telling me they're going to stop you from leaving? That's what you're trying to tell me. They're going to stop you from leaving when everybody else is sneaking in. They want people to leave.
A former teammate, Matt Light, says, I knew it. I knew the shit. I never talk about other guys, but I will say that I have never embraced, never believed in anything Aaron Hernandez stood for. Light finally said.
That's why, because you wouldn't embrace him.
The recently retired Light, who won 3 Super Bowl rings and went to 4 Pro Bowls in his 11-year career, insinuated that Hernandez, with whom he played alongside for 2 years, had always had his own agenda and it wasn't a good one. So I feel like that makes sense because, it was probably just his racism acting up.
Yeah, cause otherwise, what kind of agenda could you have in the NFL other than getting paid?
Yeah, I feel like it was just his racism.
I always knew it. Really? Cause he the one dude named Hernandez on the team?
Yeah, I feel like that was some racism. He trying to play it off like, I had a feeling, was the feeling that he was Mexican?
I never embraced him.
Really? Yeah, I never embraced his wet back. I mean, let's talk about some, other short news we got to run through real quick. David Yorger is the new coach of the Grizz. Doc Rivers is the new coach of the Clippers. I think that's final, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and,
they just can't trade. They might not be able to trade any players for like 2 years.
Yeah, the bullshit on this though for the Grizz is that, this dude was the assistant coach to Lionel Hollins. Why the fuck y'all get rid of Lionel Hollins then?
Right.
Doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
It's the same system.
So, yeah, I don't get the difference. I don't know.
He's just going to do what he was taught.
Nor NBA news. Dwight Howard reportedly unlikely to re-sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. What do you think about that, Justin? As
I'm
Lakers
happy.
Fan?
I don't remember. I said it early on. I don't want Dwight Howard to re-sign unless they can re-sign and trade him for some other acquisitions.
Does it? Now that's against what Kobe wants. Kobe does want him.
Kobe liked Smush Parker at the time. I mean, when he first got there, Kobe also liked people
sleep on how good a teammate Kobe is.
Yeah, Kobe liked Ronnie Turioff.
He actually never told him to trade Shaq.
He liked Luke Walton. Right. I mean, he likes people. So remember, he wanted them to get Kid. I mean, like
that's true.
That's why Kobe was a player and not a GM.
The only time he wanted a nigga off his team was Andrew Bynum, and let's be honest, it's kind of right. It's kind of right.
Yeah, he likes Sasha Vujacic, the machine. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Fuck Howard with his no low post moves.
Well, are you gonna I gotta ask this for all the fans out there: are you gonna completely change your tune if he resigns and be like, "Oh, we got him back, thank God"? Or are you gonna still be like, fuck him, I don't want him on my team?
No, I mean, I was like that when, fuck Dwight, I don't necessarily want him on our team. Is he better than a lot of the other players? Yes. Mainly because he's as athletic as other players. But as far as him being the focal point and should be the highest paid player, no, he should not be a max paid player because, again, he has no low post moves. He doesn't have a jumper. He can't shoot free throws. And he's low player IQ.
Well, that's not the answer to a question I asked, which was, going to change your tune?
I'm going to complain about him the entire season.
Okay, cool. I'm just checking. Speaking of complaining about people that you can't do shit with, Maria Sharapova was talking about Serena Williams. Now, I just got to say, a lot of people ain't going to like this because we love Serena. She black. She real good. She got big old ass and titties.
Big old ass and titties.
Big old.
I'm talking about thick.
I still remember the cat suit, okay?
Yeah, all the right places. You should put a picture of the cat suit in the chat.
Right. I'll find it before we leave. But here's the thing, though. The shade that Sharapova was throwing was good. Like, I'm not going to be so blinded by bias that I'm going to refuse to admit that this is funny.
I mean, not having...
Even if it's coming from a loser who gets her ass whooped routinely by Serena Williams.
But I have a response for it, but it's more kind of in Serena's defense. But let's play the story.
On the court, Serena Williams is playing the best tennis of her career. Off it, she created a stir in a recently published Rolling Stone magazine article that touched on a number of topics, including the Steubenville rape case. Serena said that the victim, quote, shouldn't have put herself in that position. Serena later apologized for those comments. In that same article, Serena also discussed the love life of a top five women's player on tour. And in that article, the writer guessed she was referencing Maria Sharapova. Today, in Sharapova's pre-tournament press conference, she talked about Serena's comments to Rolling Stone.
I was definitely a little bit sad to hear about what she had to say about the whole case. You know, as for myself or whether it was about somebody else, nothing personal. You know, we've talked to Serena many times, and I know everyone tries to create, you know, rivalries between us here and there, but at the end of the day, we have a tremendous amount of respect for what we do on the court. But I just think that she should be talking about her accomplishments, her achievements, rather than everything else that's just getting attention and controversy. And if she wants to talk about something personal, you know, maybe she should talk about her relationship and, you know, her boyfriend that was, you know, married and is getting a divorce and has kids. You know, she should talk about other things, but not draw attention to other things. She has so much in her life and many positives, and I think that's what it should be about.
Serena is expected to address the media tomorrow. Sharapova and Williams are on separate sides of the draw. Williams, the top seed. Sharapova is seeded third.
All right. So, Justin, what did you have to say? Because that was some good. Now, can you admit that it was some good shade, though?
Oh, it was.
Because it's from a person that is never going to be as good as Serena Williams, for the record.
It was.
But it's hilarious that she just... They asked her some other shit, and she acted like she was going to be above it for like 35 to 45 seconds, and then switched modes midway through and was like, well, you know, because she was dating a man that was already married with a bitch ass. I mean, right. I mean, but you know, keeping it all above board.
The thing is, she's now dating that same man.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a true whore.
And I think he let it slip out that, you know, I'm only dating you because you're rich, but you ain't as thick as Serena.
Mm-hmm. Once you go black.
It ain't as good as Serena. I miss them big old titties bouncing around in my face.
But she probably be doing stuff that, you know, like, she'll probably, like, throw you up in the air and fuck you. Like, she got superpowers.
Right. And I think that's really what it's coming from, a place of hurt.
Right.
And not necessarily a place of, let me just answer this question, and I'm upset with her. She's really upset and hurt at Serena, because she'll like, never be Serena.
After they get done, Sharapova would be like, that was the best sex I ever had. And he's like, 5 out of 10.
Yeah, like, you're no Serena, but you'll do.
Once you go onto the mountaintop, you know, not your fault. It's not your fault.
He probably had a cat suit on, like, try this on, let me see.
Yeah. Oh, so much slack in the ass. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even did this to you.
So that's really where that's coming from, was a place of hurt.
Gilbert Arenas was busted with a truck full of illegal fireworks.
My Negro.
Only Gilbert Arenas.
Is there any comment needed? After you say Gilbert Arenas.
Okay, next article. LaMarcus Aldridge wants out of Portland, but a trade is not imminent. So, no, nigga.
I blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't it like last year or 2 years ago he re-signed with them?
Yep, got all that money.
For what?
Now he want to leave.
Man, you knew what it was two years ago.
You know my real problem with this? Because I don't have any issue with people wanting out of their team situation, the contract. Use your power like how you can use it. As a player, you don't have much of it anyway a lot of times, so just use it while you can. I hope he does get out of here and get in a better situation. But can we talk about how LeBron James got vilified for doing what he had the right to do with his contract, and yet another motherfucker is coming out being like, trade me in the middle of my contract, and nobody's turning on him like this? You right. I haven't been reading a bunch of nigger LaMarcus Aldridge tweets.
Yeah, you ruined the town of Portland.
Right. Man, fuck,
the
man.
The town of Portland.
People are so hypocritical. Ex-NBA star Scottie Pippen questioned an assault inquiry. Detectives in California questioned the former NBA player Scottie Pippen on Monday as part of an investigation to an assault at a Malibu restaurant over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He was questioned for about an hour and released. He was very cooperative. Pippen's agent, Kyle Rote, did not immediately respond to a request to be talked to. Detectives want to ask witnesses additional questions before concluding their investigation. So I wonder if he went balls deep on somebody.
I honestly think, I don't think Pippen had anything to do with it. Pippen too smart for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's never been in trouble that I know of.
Way too smooth to be in trouble for some stupid shit like this.
He got a fine-ass wife. I don't know if you ever seen his woman.
I have not, but I will Google that immediately. Brian Shaw is the new coach of the Denver Nuggets.
About time. I never thought he would get a head coaching job.
I thought he wouldn't take a head coaching job. See, that was the big misnomer about the big lie about Brian Shaw, where everybody kept going, he can't find a job. No, Brian Shaw don't want a bullshit job. That's what Brian Shaw is about. He about that life.
He kept auditioning. He kept going to interviews, though. And that was the thing. Like, I didn't think he could get one because he kept going to all these interviews.
Nah, it was complete bullshit, dude. He wouldn't take the jobs. People were offering him jobs. He's like, that ain't enough money.
Yeah. You see Pippen wife?
Yeah, I see his wife.
She fine, though, right?
Yeah, she bad. Look, got on a little Latina mama.
I mean, he got good taste. I don't imagine him getting any skirmishes.
She like a Kim Kardashian without the sex tape.
Like you say, he too smooth for all that.
Yeah,
like,
good job, buddy. Good job. Well, we've got to wrap up, but we can't do it without, you know, the last and final segment that we always have every week.
And before you play music, can I say, I know the chat room fit is, these 2 hours have gone by extremely fast.
Yeah, we talked about a lot. And this is a week where we really didn't have shit to talk about. made a lot of that shit up. The whole draft was just racist. I don't even know nothing about those players. So it's time to talk about the homie Kobe Bean Bryant. La 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 We have two news stories this week out of Kobe Bryantville. The first is Kobe said, I can see myself playing 3 to 4 more years.
My nigga.
Mm-hmm. He was doing an interview in Brazil, and they asked him about it. Everybody was speculating, oh, he's going to retire after this year. Remember that? And I said, are y'all stupid? No, he going to retire. I said, nigga, he's second in the league in motherfucking scoring the year before. Who retires like that? Who do you know that goes out like that?
And could have been first if he wanted it.
And then it was like, but he should retire, you know, for his legacy. I said, you know what makes a legacy? Some more motherfucking millions to give to your kids and your grandkids and your grandkids' kids so they will never have to ever starve again. That's a legacy. Are you serious? Let me play some of this interview. He doing interviews and they don't speak English, nigga. Step your game up, everybody. Highlight package. Pictures of him dunking. There you go, hitting that fadeaway.
Mm-hmm.
You see, listen, who can understand this?
I tell you, let me translate. Here comes Kobe Bryant, the greatest NBA player of all time. He's graced our presence. He's coming to our studio for an exclusive interview with me, some no-name ass Hispanic ass nigga who can't even speak English, and he's gonna do an interview with me. How did I get so lucky?
Here you go.
Kobe explica que cresceu jogando futebol quando tinha 7 anos. Seu pai foi jogar basquete na Itália.
That's true.
Kobe, do you still want to play with Dwight?
Sem muita escolha, ele passou a jogar.
If he plays, that's cool. If he doesn't play, it's cool.
Os italianos ensinaram esse astro.
You know what? I agree with all this. I agree with all this. They say he can even play soccer. That's what I got from it. Also, Kobe Bryant injury update. The Lakers GM has said he's optimistic that Kobe Bryant can come back by the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Mike Trudell asked about a star player. He explained how an injury can be taken care of nowadays, but he wasn't shy about his confidence in Bryant. Medicine has been advanced to the point where there is rarely an injury that a player can't come back from. I do know he is on schedule when where he should be with that kind of injury. Then he also went on, Kupchak went on to say, then you have to factor in the sport, the age of the player, and the mother nature, so that covers all the bases when you're talking about Kobe's injury. I'm continually amazed at his optimism, fortitude, and his confidence. He will be on the basketball court. There is no doubt about that. And I know he will be as focused and driven as ever.
Man, Kobe would be one of those MIB extraterrestrials just pretending to be human.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is out of this world. Like, yep. This nigga healing beyond expectations.
He Wolverine, dude.
He had a tear.
Michael Jordan would have retired from this shit. Do y'all understand? Like, Michael Jordan would have said, I'm out.
How many of y'all broke something and has been out for a month, 2 months?
Right.
He played a whole season with a broken finger.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fucking tear. That should take 5 to 6 months to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Just minimum time.
They called the Achilles a career-ending injury when it happened. And Kobe Bryant said, I don't believe that. Give me some more of those stem cells. And he drank a bottle of stem cells, and now he walking. He back. He going to be back, y'all. Don't worry about it.
And you know what he got at home? A woman that's rubbing on him.
Right. A woman that he has whole control over. Okay? He pushed it to the brink now. He almost fucked up, lost his family. But he asserted whole control at the very last second. He said, what are hoes like? Big shiny rings. Let me get one of those. Bigger. Shinier. Thank you. And everybody said, look how expensive that ring is. And they missed the point. It was a lot less expensive than a divorce. That's what the cost is. So.
And she stays out of the fucking news.
Mm-hmm.
Doing interviews on Housewives, doing other shit like that. You know where she at home with the kids.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah.
Kobe all praise Bryant, Allah. All praise Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Held it down again. We gotta get out of here, man. It's been another episode of Balls Deep. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back next week, going balls deep on some more sports stuff, man. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Peace.